Okay, POL, conceptual. This could be good. I just looked at something. Like, you think, you know, Astrid Lindgren, Bully Bean, you know, from old Sweden, the way, you know, how things were very innocent and rural, and people were out on the countryside, and they didn't exploit or kill or rob or rape or whatever each other, and they were, you know, just ordinary, good-hearted people in most cases, and there was one or two weirdos. Be idiot, and, you know, that kind of life. We take that, and we make that good. Remove the, you know, be idiot and all of that. Or, you know, maybe turn him or her into some eccentric and interesting. Well, you got the, what is it called? Avaduta there. And we build our other world on that. So the other world we're talking here is Bovarloka, so to speak, yeah, which is kind of like this world, but the way it should be. The way it is in a higher, purer, actual, you know, sense, which then kind of becomes what is the framework for what then is predicted down here on the earth. And here we've got the humans living in this realm, taking this and then doing what they do with it. So the beautiful nature, you know, the cows and the landscape and all of that is here too. But then there's also, you know, these modes of nature and what people do with it, and it's just like that, you know, the locus and the modes of nature, and the lower down you go, the lower your mode, your world, what you will act in, actually, in your world. So it's like, I don't know, creating a world and a world and a world, or I don't know what scenario we should put it in there, what kind of ontology, if that's the word, but something like that. And what's nice with this then, and that's why I say this is good, is that we could build up this other world, not as some kind of philosophical construction, you know, maybe it looks like this in Bovarloka, but we build it as an Astrid Lindgren world. We can, you know, if we make it into a film, video, film form, we can just, you know, record it here in Sweden, make it look like from the 18th century or something, but, you know, a little bit more timeless, modern, with characters and everything. And even the longing that we may have there, which I confess, you know, to get back there, to normal life again. We are just like that. There are no noisy cars driving around making a mess. yes, there's not the stress and complexity, complicated life. Just simple, rural. That's how it's supposed to be. Big city life is not meant to be.